You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, former Broadcasting Minister and outgoing Labor MP Claire Curran said the nature of reporting in Aotearoa was destructive. She said there's a toxic culture at Parliament that is systemic and not the fault of anyone in particular. I wanted to find out how accountability should be dealt with if issues are systemic in the context of a Westminster model of governance that encourages combative politics and combative political media. I spoke to Associate Professor Neil Curtis about how complex this issue is and if we're discussing the root of the problem accurately. Claire Curran has said yesterday that there's a toxic culture at Parliament. She believed that it's a systemic problem and not the fault of anyone in particular, but she does go on to say that our media is part of the system and our media does reinforce and amplify those things. Do you think there's a bit of a confusion between the distinction of fault and systemic issues? Because if it is a systemic problem, as she says, then who is accountable for that?
Yeah, I think it's true that it is systemic, but I think systemic doesn't hide, shouldn't hide people from taking responsibility for particular types of behaviour. I'm thinking about here, I think this is relevant to, because Michael Woodhouse was photographed holding up a toilet seat, Claire Curran's face printed on it. So I don't think, you know, the fact that the problem is systemic should allow someone like Woodhouse hide from that, right? Which is thoroughly inappropriate, deeply misogynistic behaviour, and also would have been profoundly disturbing for the person who's printed on the toilet seat, right? So I think you're absolutely right. We need to be able to call people to account for particular actions.
She also said that commentary and slurs go alongside political reporting, and that's why political reporting has become destructive. In what ways do you think the observation that reporting has become destructive is a credible one?
I don't think it's credible because I think it's always been destructive.
Right.
As long as I can remember, particularly tabloid journalism has been profoundly destructive, certainly in the UK, and I don't see why that would be any different here. Newspapers, particularly the more sort of lowbrow popular forms, the tabloid forms, have always sought scandal for their front pages, scandal, titillation, shock. It's been one way for commercial media to make sales, right? This is in the same way that the old phrase, if it bleeds, it leads, right? So sort of war, violence. I mean, it's a really, really long tradition, right? As soon as a protesters take to the street, the media stop really reporting the causes of the protest and start reporting the violence, right? And so it's a really long history of scandal, shock, and titillation within commercial media as a means to sell things. But I do think there's a potential for it to become a particular problem in New Zealand because it's such a small country, and that sort of media politician culture is quite a small one and quite an intimate one. And I think those intimacies exacerbate problems, right? I think we also need to think about what we mean by systemic these days, because there are additional problems now, I think, with our media that are linked to that history of trying to promote sales through scandal and shock and you know, attention-grabbing headlines. We live in an age where our journalists are constantly competing with all other sources for our attention, right? In the age of the internet, we know that journalism is suffering a great deal, and one of the commercial pressures now for journalists and News Hub and News Talk ZB is you know, constantly trying to produce clickbait. This is the other thing, right? And you know, shocking headlines and scandal and kind of fairly destructive reporting is what gets the click, and the clicks is what drives the revenue, and the revenue is what keeps the company afloat. So I think that long history of scandal and shock in tabloid journalism has taken a new turn in the age of clickbait and what we call our attention economy, right? There's too much information, so we can't attend to everything.
But I suppose it's also interesting to try and discern if everything that we're talking about in terms of commercialization and the scandal nature of reporting, did that long history start as part of the way in which we conduct politics? You touched on the UK before, and of course we model our parliament off the Westminster model. I first approached you with this story, I said to you that I wonder if the toxicity she says our media spouts is simply a predictable consequence of our model of governments, because it encourages a style of combative politics. What do you make of distinguishing these sort of complex avenues in terms of that accountability and systemic? I guess it's a bit of a chicken and the egg problem, isn't it?
I think you're absolutely right that the nature of political discourse certainly encourages that type of media, right? Because many politicians speak in ways that you wouldn't say are particularly polite or civil, right? But that's often, as you say, the nature of the political environment. It's very combative. We're talking about kind of quite powerful people who are fighting for particular ideologies and beliefs, and therefore you'd expect a certain level of, I suppose, hostility as well, right? And I think that does. I think that's right. It does then sort of bleed into the way journalists approach this stuff, right? Because if they're reporting on conflict, there's a sense that that conflict is the legitimate mode of speaking. And so, yes, I think it is a complex systemic problem where media politics do reinforce a very, very confrontational mode of address that at times degenerates into just real nastiness. And of course, we know in New Zealand has a particular history of very, very dirty politics, which came to light again only recently with the sort of leaked details. It's politicians and journalists plus other kind of agents and lobbyists. You know, you'd need to include that group of people, that group of actors as well, who are affecting the nature of media and political discourse. So, yeah, it's a very, very complex one. But to get back to your original point, I don't think the systemic problem should allow anybody from stepping away from their own personal responsibility in what they do, either as a politician or journalist, right? You know, so there is a culture here within the media that I think is particularly pernicious. So, yeah, I think it's a problem we need to address, but how do we address it? I do not know.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Thank you to Neil Curtis for joining me this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.